You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns are going to Columbus this Saturday, June 21st. Join Cleveland Browns linebacker Barkevious Mingo. He's had a quite impressive offseason thus far, and Cleveland Browns legend, the top dog, Hanford Dixon, for a Browns backer bash at Callahan's Bar, located at 520 Park Street in the Arena District of downtown Columbus. This party is free and open to the public. No registration necessary. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you, 216-578-0850. We've got Ryan in Las Vegas, the finest city in the land. Ryan, how you doing, bro?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. You know how big I am on first-rounder draft picks. And I just love the fact that Johnny signed. I think it implicates that he doesn't want any more distractions, maybe being on his head in this offseason, because obviously we've known in years past signing your first round draft pick could lead up until mid-August, and right. It just drives you nuts because it's nonstop talk and you can't concentrate on your training capabilities. Don't get me wrong, Johnny has so many off-field stuff that he is being monitored and looked at nonstop about, but having this out of the way is definitely a good thing in my honest opinion, and it just shows his character in my honest opinion that he just wants to put this behind him. Look, if you're wrong, he's not getting paid pennies or peanuts here. This is a lot of money, so it's not like he didn't thoroughly look into this. But I love the fact that when he signs early, because I was afraid. I literally thought this was going to be a distraction for mid-August, and it's just going to be disconcerting, especially when it comes to him and Hoyer, who's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And the talk would not be about, who's going to win this job. It's more so, when is Johnny going to sign? And I just want to say, that's a good thing that he did.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a great thing that the owners did in the collective bargaining agreement.
Exactly, right. Because the truth of the matter, Ryan, this was going to happen probably sooner than later. Had it dragged out till then, there was no reason for it. It's so slotted. It's so pretty automatic. And I think your sense might have been, well, hey, I'm Johnny Manziel. I'm a quarterback. You did draft me 22nd overall, but I'm going to demand money in a much higher slot. And it just doesn't go down that way. It's pretty exact in terms of the science of this. It's changed the game. And the amount of money you do get as a rookie from the rookie wage scale has cut down tremendously, so it's not even his ability to seek much more in the way of guarantee money doesn't fly. So the CBA makes it very cut and dried. I didn't expect a controversy there. I think all the other things you pointed out, distractions and such, those are still very possible. It is up to Johnny Manziel to make a dramatic change in his approach to a lot of things, not the least of which is obviously minimizing those appearances in photos, in those silly, now I'm just going to use the general term, silly, goofy photos, and stop that. But more importantly, really, really, really get to understand this playbook, the nomenclature, the plays.
Number one priority.
Understand them. Yes, get them so they're second nature. Get them so that right. When you hear them, you're calling them in the huddle, bang.
And you know what it is. You're communicating that effectively to your teammates. They can run the right play, and everybody's on the same page.
He needs to work on that in a big, big way.
Yes, that is, as I've said all along, physically you can see the flashes, but that's where it is, the mentally. It's about understanding the playbook. It's about being able to communicate effectively with your teammates on that playbook and being able to call the plays, as you said, in the huddle immediately so you can get to the line of scrimmage, make your side adjustments before the snap like the great ones do in this game. That's going to be the most important thing for Johnny Manziel this offseason, because that is something that Brian Hoyer already does at an elite level.
And here's the thing about Brian Hoyer. He already does it at an elite level. He started in the same place Johnny did in terms of his knowledge. He did have a running start on the plays, granted, but not so much that the difference between them should be as Grand Canyon-esque as it is, because Hoyer is hearing a lot of these plays for the first time as Johnny did, but Hoyer's mind works in a way that he's grasping it and then translating it, and he understands it. It's just the way he's wired right now. Johnny, for sure, smart guy, can get there. It's just got to feel natural for him to call these lengthily worded plays. There's a lot of verbiage in this offense. They're long terms, and that's just the way it is. Now, you can make some adjustments in the nomenclature, but you don't do that. As a coaching staff, Kyle Shanahan, this is what he understands. This is what plays are built on. By the way, this is what the rest of the staff understands. And other players, you look at it at a an Anthony, you know, anybody, Anthony Armstrong or somebody like that who has been in a Washington offense, he understands exactly like what these plays mean when he hears them. He just needs to hear them like everybody else. You just need to hear them pretty fast in the huddle to keep that pace going.
Yes, Pierre, play fast.
Pierre Desir. Okay, let's. We got some sound from him that Jason Gibbs, our producer, is going to play, and it'll tie in with our theme today of talking about the defensive back position.
What does, you know, giving back and coming to events like this mean to you personally?
Giving back means everything. You know, giving back to your community and just being in someone's life and giving your time, it really shows that you care about them and about in your community, and you got to do whatever. You know, to help a child's life, and if that's just giving a couple hours or even a couple of minutes, it's all going to help them. And you know, that's what really matters.
Spending the week with your fellow rookies, you'll do it again next week at the rookie symposium. How important that is that for you?
Oh, it's very important. You know, with my family, we try to give back and try to volunteer. It's very important to give back to those less fortunate. Because you giving back could, you know, impact their life, even though it might be for a short amount of time. But I'm excited to come out here and do it again and put some more smiles on some kids' faces.
With the Browns holding the rookie program for you guys this week, you'll participate next week in the NFL's Rookie Symposium. Those type of programs, as a rookie, as a newcomer to the league, how did those programs help you prepare not just to be a professional football player but also handle your business off the field?
The programs are great because they teach you a lot of lessons and a lot of about certain situations that we're going to be put in that we may have never been put in before. So they try to, you know, mentor us and teach us on what to do and what not to do, and it's very important. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say and to help us in our futures.
Any big plans once you're all done with the next 2 weeks here? You going on vacation?
I'm going back to St. Louis. We're going to go to Six Flags for a little bit, but then I'm going back to Dallas to train for training camp.
What do you hope to accomplish before you have to come back officially for the start of training camp?
No, for me, still studying the study book throughout the summer, but just elevating my game and just getting better as a player and working on my technique.
Dinner!
All right, Pierre Desir talking about what has to be worked on, and it is about technique and focus and the downtime. This is all about... And in his case in particular, you heard Joe Hayden give the best advice of all about just understanding coverages, understanding all the nuances and differences that this defense presents, that it's second nature. You know, for Joe Hayden, this is a new scheme too, but he has it kind of figured out, obviously, as a veteran should. And it's time for the younger guys, and especially one coming from a small school, to say, okay, this game is about what's above your shoulder pads as much as anything else. All right, we're going to be wrapping up another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll get into some of your tweets at Browns_daily or at VICCARUCCI or at NATHANZEGURA. Stick around. ESPN 850, WKNR.